There's a new frontrunner in some polls in the GOP race for president, but in last night's Republican presidential debate, the current frontrunner, Dr. Ben Carson, and the previous frontrunner, Donald Trump, may not have fared as well as the other candidates. The economy was largely the issue focus. The new federal budget deal to raise the debt ceiling, the future of Social Security, and other entitlements. To look at what came out of the debate, we're joined this morning by our political team, Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican Todd Domke, also in the studio. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
Early on in the debate last night, Texas Senator Ted Cruz set the tone when he attacked the moderators for their questioning. Let's listen.
The questions that have been asked so far in this debate illustrate why the American people don't trust the media. This is not a cage match. And you look at the questions. Donald Trump, are you a comic book villain? Ben Carson, can you do math? John Kasich, will you insult two people over here? Marco Rubio, why don't you resign? Jeb Bush, why have your numbers fallen? How about talking about the substantive issues people care about?
Thanks to CNBC for that audio. Todd, why did that set the tone for the debate last night?
Well, the debate really seemed to be moderators versus candidates. It was the worst moderated debate ever. And the panelists in their hostile questions, condescending tone, they kind of lived down to the expectations that most conservatives have of the so-called liberal media.
Well, there were a number of bad guys, according to all the candidates. Democrats are bad. The federal government is bad. But worst of all is mass media, mainstream media, as they like to call it. So it set when Cruz did that, he set the tone for the whole night. After he said that, everybody took a shot at the media.
And Marco Rubio had a quip where he said that the Democrats have the ultimate super PAC, the mainstream media.
So the Republicans maybe ginned up the base last night with their performance and their attacking the mainstream media. But let's talk now about how they did or didn't do individually. The two front runners, Ben Carson, Donald Trump, the soft-spoken approach for Ben Carson seems to have worked up till now. Donald Trump, the bluster, seems to have worked up till now. How did they fare last night, Todd?
Neither did very well. Trump, I think, was toned down. He didn't have his usual boastful way. He didn't talk as much. And I think Carson didn't have anything new to say. Neither candidate is very good in debate because they're not good with details. They're not good with the substance. And they'd rather not talk in depth about issues.
Well, Donald Trump had one moment which, you know, may be his signature coming out of this debate, is when he was asked about carrying guns. And he said he has a license to carry, and he carries it often. I didn't want to say when, because he didn't want bad guys to get the drop on him. But then he was asked, well, if people in your companies are carrying guns, is that all right? And he said, yeah, that's okay. In fact, he was asked if there's a policy at it, if his company's against carrying guns. And he said, well, if it is, I'm going to change it.
All right. Who had the best night last night among these GOP candidates, Dan?
Probably Marco Rubio, because he was calm. He stiff-armed Jeb Bush on the question of his attendance as a senator. He looked the part. I mean, he's young, but he looked presidential, and he sounded presidential.
Yeah, Marco Rubio was clearly the winner, and I think that's the consensus of analysts and also social media conversation. He was eloquent, and he might be, probably is, the most eloquent presidential candidate in recent history. So even though later Carly Fiorina, in her closing, claimed that she would be Hillary Clinton's worst nightmare in debate, I imagine the truth is that Marco Rubio is the man most feared by the Democratic Party.
Jeb Bush, the Bush campaign struggling to get traction recently, struggling to get attention, struggling to keep its donor base interested in Jeb Bush. Did Bush do himself any good last night?
No, I'd say the opposite. I think we might. It was so much speculation now, post-debate, about whether Bush will remain in the race. That's how bad it was. Now, when we think of his father and his brother being better debaters That gives you an idea of how pathetic his performance was, because they were not good. So right now, his donors, his staff, they have to be so demoralized. He had to step it up, and instead, it looked like he was looking for the exit.
Yeah, he was interviewed after the debate, and he kept talking about his ground game. He didn't allude to his performance in the debate at all. In fact, he said, I'm not a performer. It was almost apologizing for how poorly he did. And when he tried to tangle with Marco Rubio, a fellow Floridian, he failed. And Rubio, as a result of that, was able to gain some altitude in the race. So Bush didn't help himself at all.
Can a ground game, and presumably Jeb Bush does have a good ground game in New Hampshire, where the Bushes have done quite well over the years, can a ground game bring him back?
Usually a ground game is worth 1 or 2 points. So if you're tied somewhere, the ground game can move you across the finish line into first place. But Bush isn't doing well in New Hampshire or, frankly, anywhere. So the ground game is really like icing on the cake, but he doesn't have any cake.
All right. Following last night's debate, which GOP candidates actually have a chance to win now?
Well, Ted Cruz also did very well in the debate, and Chris Christie. But I don't see Chris Christie as having much other than a good debate performance. He doesn't have that much going on realistically. Ted Cruz has a base. He's doing well in fundraising and with activists. John Kasich had his big chance to come across as the guy who was mad as hell and wouldn't take it anymore. But then it just became like, you know, the crazy uncle who was yelling at the audience the longer he went on. So right now, who's viable? Marco Rubio is, I think, going to be surging in the polls, and I think he will be the true alternative to Donald Trump.
I would agree with that. I disagree mildly, however, with, on Kasich. Kasich started out by saying that a lot of the things you're going to hear tonight from my fellow candidates are fantasies. They're crazy. And when he had a chance, he asserted that on flat tax, on rounding up immigrants, on trying to improve the economy with tax cuts. I mean, he was the realist on the stage. And I don't know. I'm a Democrat, so I find Kasich more interesting than the others. I may be, however, in a distinct minority.
More debates and more campaigning ahead, so we'll talk to you gentlemen again. Todd Domke, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.
Same to you, Dan Payne.
You're welcome.